100.9 and 107.7 Country and Community in Richland Center. Here's your Daily News Roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Before Tuesday's primary, polling had Francesca Hong as a clear favorite in the Democratic primary for governor. On election night, David Crowley, who had dropped out of the race on July 8th, then re-entered 9 days later with the endorsement of current Governor Tony Evers, held narrow leads for most of the night while totals were being reported. It wasn't until Milwaukee County's delayed reporting of over 24,000 absentee ballots that the race was called in favor of Crowley early Wednesday morning. In addition to Milwaukee County, server issues in Winnebago and Greene counties also delayed the reporting of final vote tallies well into Wednesday. Crowley will face Republican Tom Tiffany in this fall's general election. Plenty of attention was on northern Wisconsin's two contested primaries in Congressional District 7, which became an open seat when Tom Tiffany decided to run for governor. Republican Michael Alfonso, the son-in-law of former Wisconsin congressman and current Trump administration cabinet member Sean Duffy, cleared the field and will face Democrat Fred Clark. Meanwhile, in western Wisconsin, it'll be a rematch between Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden and Democrat Rebecca Cook in the state's 3rd Congressional District. The Madison police officer who shot and killed Corey Ruiz last month is being officially identified. The Wisconsin Department of Justice says Kiel Badinger Peterson was injured by Ruiz with a knife during an attempted arrest on July 22nd and then fired his weapon at Ruiz. The deadly encounter led to protests at Williamson and Baldwin streets, including an encampment that lasted until last week. Badinger Peterson has been with the Madison Police Department for more than 10 years and hasn't been involved with use of deadly force in the past. The last group of beagles at Ridgeland Farms will be out of the facility tomorrow. Big Dog Ranch Rescue says the final 155 dogs will be released from Blue Mounds, most of which are puppies believed to be just a few months old. This departure will mark the end of a mission by rescue groups to have all dogs leave Ridgeland Farms, a mission that began back in April. Big Dog Ranch Rescue mentioned it has rescued more than 2,100 beagles from the facility to date. I'm Jimmy Cuska for Civic Media News.
A bad night for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers will try to avoid the sweep in San Diego after getting clobbered last night 11-2. Kyle Harrison in one of his worst outings, giving up 8 runs on 10 hits, including 3 home runs. The Brewers wrapping up the series before heading to L.A. tomorrow to play the Dodgers. NFL, Packers head coach Matt LaFleur says he's thinking about playing Jordan Love some tomorrow night against the Steelers. It was a year ago that Love played the Jets in a preseason game and ended up needing surgery to repair a torn ligament in his thumb.
Obviously, what happened last year sucked. It was very tough. You know, I'm glad the timeline was what it was and I was able to be good for week one, but definitely one of those things you got to take consideration going into preseason, Eric. So I think the plan is to play some limited role this week, see how it goes going forward. But that's always, you know, something that you just got to be smart when you're out there trying to avoid taking hits, things like that. But, you know, it is football.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to 84 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of a scattered shower or thundershower. Low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your news roundup for Richland Center from WRCE and WRCO. Find more news anytime at WRCO.com and WRCE.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.